Holly Cotton here, and first, let me just tell you guys this. When I first was scrolling on Instagram and I heard the lyrics to this viral sensation right now,
Eat a salad.
when I tell you I about fell out of my chair, okay? Like I was like, wait, what is that? So I had to go back. So you guys, I am so excited that I have Jordan Gomes here, and he is AKA Stuntman 02. He's going to tell us all about that. So first, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in and telling your story.
How you doing? How you doing? I'm happy to be here. West Coast representative, but you know the earth is my turf. I'm saying.
I love that. Okay, so before we go into the song and everything, I want to kind of find out exactly how this became your passion. I know we kind of talked just generally. You're very holistic. You always talk about the earth and the environment and everything. So one, tell us about Stuntman 02. How did you come up with that? And then pretty much how is this where you are positioned in life right now?
Man, excellent question. Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here. But you know, it's all a product of God at the end of the day. Not to be corny or cliche, but you know, it's really a higher power working through me, and I'm a vehicle. That's why at the beginning of the song, I say, my name is Stuntman 02, and I've been sent here from another dimension to restore the collective equilibrium through holistic methods. And you know, that's just a way of me not only praising my creator, but translating the information, translating the message to us here. And then I say, if that's too much to process, just say, which is my brand, we still winning. And still winning is a lifestyle brand that aligns the mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological, moral, and financial all together so that you can live not only your best way, but in your highest equilibrium. So, you know, that's just kind of a background, a generalization, a summary of what I represent. And the way I got there is, you know, the name Stuntman 02, it came from the name the neighborhood kind of gave me. You know, my name is Jordan Gomes. You know what I mean? I get that from my mom. She's Cape Verdean. They from Providence, Rhode Island. So she named me, of course. And then, you know, living in the neighborhood, I grew up in San Francisco, the Fillmore District, one of the most infamous districts in the West Coast, Harlem of the West. Moved to Hunters Point when I was 11. And just being over there, I developed a persona that allowed me to overcome my situation and adapt to my situation because it was a unique one. Many people don't know San Francisco has the most public housing or projects in the West Coast. And also at that time of living in public housing, I went to one of the best schools in my city, Cathedral School for Boys. I had an academic scholarship. So I was living the duality of life on both spectrums, living in what they said was the lowest socioeconomic area, but going to school in the highest socioeconomic area. So I developed a character that eventually grew to be Stuntman 02, paying homage to the original Stuntman from the pack. And you know, the 02 is for oxygen gas. That's all I spit. And you know, I heard you mention you was from originally from Louisiana. I actually learned I grew up with chronic eczema, so I was always trying to find ways how do I deal with this. You know, you see I'm smooth now though. Hold on.
I
See,
see
I'm
it. I see
smooth
it.
now, you know what I mean? That's the whole eat a salad. That's what you got to do. But I had some Ethiopian food last night, though. That helps as well. But, you know, I went to school initially at Loyola, New Orleans to study biology and eventually be a doctor. But while I was there, I took a seminar, and it was this melanated brother who was telling me about talking to us about holistic ways. That's my reminder to do my push-ups. But talk to me about holistic ways to, you know, develop oneself. And I was just very intrigued because I had never heard of this, but it was something that my mom was talking to me. And then eventually I studied psychology and I started developing my life theory. My life theory was that thing I meant to mention earlier, the mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, which then is all balanced by the six doctors of life, which is hydration, exercise, stress level, sunlight, sleep, and then which the one we're pushing right now, which is diet, which is eat a salad. So you know, it's everything is a piece of a whole, but you have to introduce it in bits because sometimes when you give somebody too much to eat, they're not going to be able to digest it, and then you got to give it to them how they want. If not, they don't even want to eat it. So you know, that's how we got here. it's a lot more to the story, you know, overcoming struggles, dropping out of college to go end up finishing college, being in multiple films, you know, and also just figuring life out myself. But I feel like that's a good place to, you know, if you never met me before, hey, okay, who is this guy?
So I love that you are sharing that part, because I know there's so many people that are watching your story, and I know there are so many people, especially in this influencer space, where they're looking for the big hit. They're looking for something to go viral. They're looking for doing a video or trying to find where they fit in. Like, okay, well, you know, and you see it all the time that now there's a people, they're doing the skits, or now there's someone, they're doing the pranks, or they're like, everyone's trying to figure out their thing. So I love that you were able to share your story, because you actually are coming from a place of education. You're coming from a place of, this is ways of me teaching rather than just how people, it's almost like you're saying, put respect on what I'm doing. Like, I'm actually educated in this. And it just so happens that in order to reach a broader audience, these are the lyrics that I chose or whatever. So I love that you brought that back, and you were like, and I'm smart, and I got this, and I'm doing this. Like, I'm just not out here that one day I was just like sitting around and I just poof, all of a sudden came up with this idea. You actually have the foundation for that. So I was actually trying on Stuntman O2's page. I was trying to see his video. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Okay. So this is, I will say this, that the initial thing, and I'm a nurse, I have a master's in nursing. So I always don't just lead with, oh, I'm a wellness expert. But I'll tell you, when I heard the song playing, and then, so I heard the chorus, and I was like, okay, eat a salad, this is interesting. And then when I heard you talk about REM, and then I heard you talk about something else, I was like, oh, wait, he's educated. He knows, he knows what he's talking about. So I love that. So I want you to go back and rewind to where you wrote these lyrics, like, what? Because first, that chorus is definitely a unique chorus, and I know a ton of comedians, and it kills me when I see them doing, like, using your song as like a skit or whatever. I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get Stuntman O2 on my show, because I want to hear his story. But rewind and go back to how it started, where you actually wrote these lyrics down and were like, you know what, I'm gonna make a song that says this.
All right, so before all of this, I believe back in like 2017, 2018, I kind of made a commitment to the genre of music that I wanted to make and eventually kind of co-pioneer or pioneer. And at this time, I was making really conscious music. But when I was making this music, just the feedback was like, yeah, you gassing, bro. But one, nobody want to hear that. And half the people don't understand, at least the demographic I was trying to appeal to. So I was talking to my homie. He plays a professional basketball. He's currently in Indonesia. His name is Taylor Johns. And I was telling him, we was chilling, and we was like, man, he was like, you got to kind of find a way to, like, you know, appeal to people, but also drop that knowledge in there, because he comes from the same thing I come from, you know, coming from, quote unquote, the bottom, but, you know, having these opportunities to go to private school and eventually go to college and do these things. And I was like, man, I think I got it. Like, I'm going to make conscious music, but I'm going to make it in our style. And I'm from the Bay Area. I rep the West Coast. The earth is my turf. But, you know, and we got a type of music called mob music. Everybody knows the Bay for hyphy, but the type of music I make is mob music. That's drill music everywhere else. So, like, everywhere else they call that drill music, you know. So it's a certain BPM, a certain feeling you get. So I was like, man, I'm going to make conscious mob music. And the purpose of mob music is to get you up and get you, like, moving, but also it's a certain BPM to where it's not like, oh, crazy EDM. It's enough to just get you bouncing. So, you know, that was the foundation of everything. So then, you know, I kept applying and, you know, I had a couple songs that I was applying this to. And then eventually I had a song that connected real big. So during the pandemic, right on the end of it, I had a song called Big Steppin'. So Big Steppin', I did about an 800 day campaign where I posted it every day with a dance. I was just doing like this. I made this dance up, posted it every day, and it allowed me to propel partnerships with the San Francisco 49ers, the Golden State Warriors when they won the championship, the San Francisco Giants, many local teams. You know, it just helped pioneer a lot of stuff. So that was my first song where I was like, oh, you know, this is connecting. But what I did was something called a Trojan Horse through the Conscious Mob music. And then the Trojan Horse, of course, is disguising your real intention with what people want. And on the hook of Big Steppin', I said, 4-5 on me look like I'm bench pressing. So, you know, a 4-5 caliber gun is, you know, one of the highest caliber pistols that you can use, you know, but also 4-5s, like you bench pressing, is like a signifying a workout. So this song that was connect, people hearing this is like, oh, it's a gun bar. Then you listen to the song, it's talking about police brutality, it's talking about being yourself, it's talking about taking care of your kids, all these different things. Off a trigger word, let me know, like, okay, I can use this Trojan Horse on a good beat to still convey a message. So I had an opportunity to go on the radar in New York. Shout out to Gabe P and his team. Shout out to Ashante for locking me in with them. And I was like, man, I could get on here and show my ability of rapping, but that's what everybody does. And I was like, okay, how can I not only convey a message, but how can I connect with a shock value or get people to react? So I was like, man, and I was like, I like eating healthy. I'm always eating salads, like I'm always eating greens. So I'm like, oh, and really it was my manager. Right before this, this was in December, we went to on the radar in January, but he was like, bro, like your music has been too positive lately. Like when I hear it, it don't motivate me to wanna go to the gym. Like it, when I'm in the gym, he's like, you know what really motivate me? Them YouTube videos where people be like, get your bum ass off the couch and go do this. So it was like, I was like, oh. And I was like, wait, you don't have to be super positive to get people to do positive things. You have to meet people where they're at. And unfortunately, some people don't feel that they are, oh, king, queen, god, goddess. They don't feel, they don't apply to these trigger words. They feel, you know, they might feel lower about themselves. And also reactionary, if somebody calls you a queen or a king, you're going to have a different reaction than if somebody calls you a bitch or a nigga. So it's like, right. So it was almost as if I had to trigger it to get people to be like, what? I ain't no bitch. Or who you calling a bitch? You know what I'm saying? Hold on. And then from there, I can convey the message. And then it, throughout the hook, you know, and then even in the verses, you know, even in the first verse, you know, talking about sexual health, because that's something we don't talk about. One thing with the ladies, we don't talk about, you know, understanding who you're dealing with, you know, being if you're going to be sexually active, how do you preventative measures, you know, and then for the young fellas, we don't even talk about, you know, how exclusive you are in the black community. I know it's, oh yeah, let's go do this, let's go do that, let's get as many women as possible, but you're compromising quality for quantity. And it's just like, you know, things like that. And even after you do run into something, what if you're not a person who likes to utilize medicine or modern medicine, what alternatives do you have? And there are alternatives out there. There, believe it or not, there are herbs that can clean your urinary tract. I mean, you got to, it's just, you know, just wanted to have a good message, but shock people and be like, give them that shock value, utilize that Trojan Horse. So when I was writing, it was just like, all right, how do I get people to react? But as soon as they react, give them a message. And that just came from my career. Like during the pandemic, we shut down the Bay Bridge to protest George Floyd. And that was the shock. That was the, okay, the eyes are on you. And then the next day we did a press conference and I talked about the public school to prison pipeline and public education and talked about how it's important to defund the police and invest this this money that you're defunding into the kids so that they can have an alternative way to learn. It doesn't make sense that, you know, it's 2024, but we're still utilizing traditional methods of education that come from the 1600s. So, you know, then this year or last year, seeing being invited to Chase Center where the Warriors play for an event to celebrate a program that was funded by the mayor's office using the funds from the police department to give children a summer job. So, you know, seeing everything full circle, like, you know, you shock the people, then you have the message, then what happens get applied, then you are a part of there, then you, unfortunately, I get to be a part of that event, and then back to the top, shocking people again, and that's where we're here. We telling people, bitch niggas, to eat a salad. Come on. And we got a clean version for the kids, too. We have a clean version for...
Okay, good.
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm but kidding. But
the kids want to hear the other version. That's the crazy part.
I know. Shoot, the kids, they singing Hands on Your Knees, Sexy Red. So, you know, eat a salad. Ain't...
Man, that ain't that's nothing. They talking about, man, they trying to get OnlyFans. Like, no, can't do that.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. But no, it's so funny though, because I love what you said with the shock value, because that is what makes it, it makes it like a viral, one of those viral sounds, because people are doing like, they're acting like they're eating a burger, and then they hear you yelling at them to eat a salad, and then they're like, oh my gosh, like, you know, eat a salad. Okay. And then you throw in all of that stuff. And I could tell you, I do tons of shows. I always have some type of expert on holistic, the people that are, you know, teaching the whole foods diets, vegan lifestyle. So I think that people, the holistic style is such an embrace culture now. So I do love that, because I'm working now with the there's this group in Houston, and it's a group of men, and Al B. Shore is one of the men that are on the panel and everything. It's like all these big African American men in Houston. It's called the African American Men's Wellness Panel. And so that's what they're trying to do. Like, they're trying to go out here and they're like, hey, do you ever get your blood pressure checked? Do you ever do this? So I love that you're able to find this younger demographic, because what happens is now they're not 60 and having high blood pressure and everything else. You're able to get a message to a younger demographic too. So I love that you're hitting all of these platforms, and that you also have this following of, like you said, the students and the younger group, because they probably don't even know about that either. I know a lot of kids grow up as chicken nugget kids, or, you know,
unfortunately,
like whatever's in there. Tuesday pop, I know here we have Popeyes has a Tuesday special, and I always joke about, y'all better stop eating that Tuesday special at Popeyes, but it's like $1.99 for some chicken. So I love that you're talking about the greenery in that as well. So how are you like monetizing this right now? Like, is it an EP? Is it on platforms? Are you getting paid to do it? I'm not asking for your, like,
and you all in my pockets. I'm just saying, in my pocket.
I don't want to know the specifics. I'm just saying, because a lot of people, they're trying to do what you're doing, you know, they're trying to be like, man, I want to do that, or I have this, or I have that. And then they get to this point and they're like, oh, holy crap, what do I do now? Or they missed that opportunity because they didn't know how to monetize, or they didn't know how to network, or how to get in certain rooms. So now that this is such a big hit and you have such the momentum, how are you actually utilizing this platform now to, one, pad your pockets, make them a little bit thicker, and then two, how is this going to segue into something else that you want to do?
That's an excellent question. I'm an independent artist, and being independent, one of the things about me is, fortunately, I'm integrated vertically. So integrated vertically means everything I do is through a funnel in which I and my team have a direct contact with. Most famously known for Nipsey Hussle, he was integrated vertically. He had his own shop. He produced his own clothes. He was a part of everything. We see, I don't know if you're familiar with LaRussell from Vallejo. He's integrated vertically on a crazy level. And, you know, there's still things I'm learning and getting better at. But, you know, being integrated vertically allows us to funnel everything back to us. So, for example, this right here, I'm rocking this, still winning worldwide. If people like what we're doing, you can go buy some merch. Then on top of that, what it does locally and to people who see me and want to book me, it adds a value of credibility. Oh, we know you for maybe acting, or we know you for the song Big Steppin', but now you have another torch in your hand. Oh, okay, you got this Eat a Salad, and even if I don't go perform this song, it's still, oh, you have some level of value that you bring because we can't stop seeing you. So for there, that's one part. Then you get paid in several different ways. So we dropped two different versions of Eat a Salad. We have Eat a Salad, the actual song, which is out on all platforms. You put Eat a Salad Stuntman on too, you're going to find me along with the clean version. And there's going to be two songs attached to each other like it's an EP because I am O2. So you're going to get the regular and the clean version. You know what I mean? But and then also, you can find the live performance version available to stream Stuntman O2 on the Radar Freestyle. So you know, you have both of these versions that are out right now, whatever you prefer. You know, some people like the live version because I'm yelling and I'm turning them up. But some people like the actual version because they hear the soulful, the come on home, having fun. You know, I'm just playing. So, you know, that's a part of the monetization. And then from there, it's also just finding new ways. I'm working with a young lady. Her name is Kayla Love. She developed this platform ran by AI called Go Getters that acts as a funnel to where a person could go click a link. Like, say, if you wanted to do an interview with me, you click a link and you say, hey, the link says, what do you need Stuntman O2 for? Booking, merch, verse, or interview. And you click the interview, you submit it, and then AI generates literally something that allows you to connect with me to set up an interview. So all these different ways of monetization. But the main way that I really get my money is through bookings and streaming. Booking, streaming, merch, and then we're working on this right now, which I'm very fortunate to say is brand partnerships. I do sync licensing as well. I have my music in NBA 2K for 2 years in a row. We have partnerships with the 49ers, the Golden State Warriors. We actually have one that we're working on right now with the San Francisco Giants and just a whole bunch of different local and global people who say, hey, Stunner, we love your energy so much. Can you not only make a song for us, but can you come be a part of our organization? And we were working on one with Mix. We're still and Mix is a salad place located and started in San Francisco. We're still in negotiations with that. But we want to pivot and go talk to these places who not only have salads, but maybe a place who doesn't have salads. And, hey, you want to do a remix? We can figure that out because now this is a movement. It's not just a song. It's a movement encouraging people to eat healthy. So to all the artists out there, what you want to do is, this is like the commercial. This is like the bait. This is like the real in. Now I have real people in. What is the real message? And of course, yeah, we want to make money. Of course, it's about making money. But really, my purpose is to really get the kids on this movement, to really get the people on the movement. And I see this happening. So, you know, I'm even considering, you know, becoming a personal trainer, because at the end of the day, a lot of people, I want to do it specifically for entertainers, but a lot of people are hitting me like, bro, you know, I need to get it together. And one of my testimonies, one of my people that I've helped is my DJ. We dropped a video yesterday. He talked about how he was 315 pounds. And yeah, and now he got his abs hitting harder than mine right now. And he coming from 315. So, you know, this is not like a gimmick. You know, this is not like a, oh, you know, we doing this to just get a reaction. This is my actual life. Like, and I don't live this. I live it by choice, but I do this because I suffer from chronic eczema. I suffer from this thing that was crippling me. And I had to do a whole lifestyle change in order to move forward and be my best self. So if I'm able, of course, we're going to get some money, but I learned, if you want to become a millionaire, you help yourself. You want to become a billionaire, an infinite flow of wealth, you find something that helps other people. So that's what we're stepping into. We're stepping into that billionaire, that trillionaire, that infinite amount of wealth, and we're doing it through holistic methods. And that, for artists, that's streaming, that's booking, that's merchandise, and that's any other avenue you can utilize your likeness, you know, who I am, exploit, but you know, because one thing that happens in entertainment, somebody's going to get exploited, and you get to choose, are you going to let them exploit you, or are you going to exploit yourself? And that's like, we see that with, like, Ice Spice. You know, Ice Spice is, everybody might be, oh, she just twerking everywhere, but she's smart because she says, all right, I'm gonna exploit myself at my own discretion. And I know this is what people want to see. So it's like, what type of, we live in a capitalistic society. There's some type of exploiting going on. You either the workers are getting exploited. The consumer is getting exploited. What type of exploitation are you going to be a part of? So, you know, to get this bread, I don't mind exploiting Stunna Man 02 for a positive way. I mean, so.
Hey, that was some great information. I'm glad that you dropped that. And I think that that's also beneficial for anyone, because again, there's so many people that are looking at you and looking at like, well, how he got a hit? Well, or whatever. Like, they think it's an overnight sensation. So I love that you are telling that story and giving, obviously,
come on, come on,
conversations, but
dropping gems.
But I love that you're, yes, yeah, whole team winning, mm-hmm. whole team winning. So I love that you're able to sort of explain that, because it's not an overnight success. It wasn't a one-hit wonder. Like, you're actually doing this, and I'm the same way. Like, I have all of these things that are same thing,
yeah, there you
down go. Holly Cotton, but I have all of these things, but they all align with my mission to be the change. That's always my hashtag, is be the change. How are we making the world a better place? So I love that you're doing that. And I was also going to ask you about that too. Are you working with like mm-hmm. Salada or any of these health food places, Whole Foods, like all of these things, like this could like really, really be big. So I love that for you. And I love
thank
to
you,
see
thank
it.
You,
I love
thank
to
you.
See it. I love to see it.
You was talking about, you said something, you said, how do I get a hit? And I actually created a formula, you know. And
okay.
Yeah, so what I do is I make timeless, conscious mob music that I want to translate a message to the masses. So the way you do that is there's a formula to make a timeless song. It's past or inspiration plus present or contemporary. And I use the word contemporary because that's oftentimes used in music that creates the future. So, you know, an example of that is, if you got a song that already works from the past and a lot of people sample that song, usually that song translates better because not only is it nostalgic, but also mm-hmm. it's a frequency. It's a type of song that already worked. If you revamp it, now people are like, oh, I already know that song, or this song already worked. Now you can create what is eventually going to be the future. And it's a cycle, you know, that is like, I did it linear, but it's a cycle like past, present, or past, present, future, and it just keeps cycling, you know, that creates a timeless song. So that's how I do a lot of my music. Then from a formula, you know, I utilize the 369 method coined by Nikola Tesla, and that method is how you tap into endless energy, and I just use those numbers to create a 12 to 21 day rollout. So the first 6 days is before the song comes out, you push the song, you tease it, you know, you put it out there, and you see what people are gravitating to. That allows you to collect data. That allows you to, you know, just see, okay, this works. Let me keep doing that. By the sixth day, the song should be out. It should be coming out in some form or fashion. And then you do another 6 day run. And by that 12 days, you should have enough to know, okay, I should either keep pushing this song or I should pivot to another song. And then you can utilize the waterfall method, which is, all right, I'm going to drop a song that, when this song starts to go down, that can ride the momentum and raise what I'm doing up. So within that first 6 days of Eat a Salad, we were already at Mix talking about a brand partnership. So I knew, okay, before the song even comes out, I need to keep pushing it. Then by like day 9 or whatever, or we had a viral clip. So I'm like, okay, let me keep running this. So that's what I do. You know what I mean? In terms of how do you get a hit? A lot of people do have sonically, they do have a hit. They do have something that connects, but unfortunately, you know, they might not have the funds or whatever reason, whatever excuse they want to make for themselves, they feel like they can't convey it or connect it to the masses, but it's not true. If you put the work in and you actually do it, you know what I mean? You just have to promote it. That's the biggest thing. If Tyler, the Creator, is going to promote his album for a year, and he's one of the biggest rappers out, you can't tell me you're going to post your song once and then think it's going to change the world. You got to put it out there. You got to go to extreme measures, and you constantly got to top yourself off. So, you know, But the way you find me is simple. Stunna.
Well, let me just say before you go into that, but I'm telling you, so I'm a life coach too. So I'll do all these expert panels. I get on, I speak. People, you know, they get up and they ask questions and stuff. And one of the things I always say is that you have to be obnoxious with your goals. If you don't believe in you, how do you want me to believe in you? So exactly what you were saying, like 6 days, like y'all better get on. I believe in me. I believe, like, there is not one thing that I say I'm going to do that I don't believe is going to be a hit. Like never. If I just always assume that it's going to be, I just have that mindset that's I'm putting it in the universe is going to work. So I love that you share that, because that is something that a lot of people, like you said, artists and people that are following behind what you're trying to do, and they don't know, or they have something that could be a hit, but how people, you're not obnoxious with it. I done heard get a salad, eat a salad a million times, like on every, but it took you having to put that out there and having people to know that this is something you want to be a part of. Like, you do not want to miss out on this. So I love that you dropped that as well. So yay, I love that. I love that. And I love that you gave that free hit. And let me just ask you one thing. Did you at any point question that this was not going to be a hit, or did you automatically say that, you know what, this is going to work? Because like you said, the educational part, you were kind of, is it too educationally? Is it not rough enough? You know, some of the hood people might think I'm soft. Like, you know how that whole thought process, people always trying to question your legitness. So did you ever have any reservations about it, or were you just like, this is going to be a hit?
Well, I think doubt is a part of being great. Doubt is a part of greatness. So, fear is a part of greatness as well. But it's like, you have things you can service. You have things you can put energy into. So it's like, of course, when you're creating something that goes against the grain, if you're about to jump out of an airplane or whatever, like if you're about to jump into a waterfall and you're coming off a cliff, of course, you kind of like, all right, is this actually going to work? I was getting affirmed by everybody when I was rapping it to them, so that helped. But of course, the initial is, okay, is this actually going to work? But me, I have not a hubris, but I have a really strong confidence and belief in myself that what I'm doing is not just going to work, but anytime I feel doubt, I'm reminded that I'm really doing something from a higher power. I'm doing something to where, like, it's sent to me, this message is sent to me, and all I'm doing is giving it to everybody else. So whenever I feel doubt or fear, I'm reminded and I know, okay, I have something that's, it's like, say like an artist that's okay and average, right? They're backed by the biggest label. They're going to get pushed so hard that the label is going to make you enjoy whatever they're doing. That's like my connection to God and the higher power. I think I'm the rawest artist that I could be, but what I'm doing is getting pushed by a power that's so strong that I can't lose. I can't fail. So especially with the message, and that's why, can you still hear me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So especially with the message, it was like a message that couldn't fail. So once I got into it and I was really formulating, and then I felt it, and then I was compassionate about it, and then I was rapping it for people, and they like, oh, bro, this is going viral. Like, this is going to be one of those things. This is the new movement. And I was like, all right, for me, it no longer existed. And I think with sometimes people try to fit in. And when you're trying to fit in, that's the only way somebody can ridicule you or they can exile you, because you're trying to assimilate or get into how everybody else is doing things. Of course, they can be like, no, we don't want you here. But I'm not made to fit in. I'm made to stand out. So if I'm already standing out and you got ridicule or you got something you saying to me, well, this was the purpose for this anyways. I don't want to fit into the dynamic that's, oh, let's go eat these fries and this burger and this processed food, X, Y, and Z. Let's go drink this soda. I'm already coming and saying, yo, what are y'all some bitch ass niggas? Why are y'all eating this food? Nigga, eat a salad. You're gonna, you know what I'm saying? The blowback pause is gonna come anyways. So I was expecting that. And I think sometimes when we're doing things, at least with me, I'm expecting that to happen. I'm expecting you to be like, what is this? Or I'm expecting you to first be like, what did he say? And that's why I'm here. But at the end of the day, you know, it's God. It's bigger than me. It's a lot bigger than me. And I'm independent, but I got the biggest label behind me. You know what I mean? So
that's for me. Oh my gosh. Oh, heart. I love that.
How you
that.
Do that? Hold on. That's crazy.
You the youngin, you gotta know how to do it. This is the young, yes, this is the young.
There we
people.
Go.
This is
my generation. Yeah, I know that one. Hey, see it? You saw the hearts come too? See it?
Wait,
do that again. Hold on. Is it gonna do it again?
I don't know. I guess.
Nah,
so.
See that new way? That ain't it. That's what I know, feel me? So,
okay, well, if a girl does like this, that's love. Okay. That's love.
Yeah, nah, I don't know. I'm timeless, you know what I mean? So, I be trying to, you just taught me something new. I be seeing this, but.
Well, it's not a
that
sign.
That look like a gang sign.
I gotta stay up. Yes, so, someone young showed me that. Okay.
You young too, what you mean? All right. You timeless.
I know. Yeah. Let's go with it. Timeless. There you go. back to you, Stuntman 02. Yeah. So, okay. Like, subscribe, support you. How can we find you? How can they get merch? All of that
Everything
stuff.
Everything is Stuntman 02. So if you put STUNNAMAN 02 into any search engine, you're going to see me. From there, you could go anywhere from TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all social media to YouTube and anything I'm doing. If you want to learn more about my acting, put Jordan Gomes in. You could go on IMDb. I currently have 3 credits. The first was a movie called Last Black Man in San Francisco. Talks about the story of gentrification in San Francisco, which a lot of neighborhoods with our people can identify and relate to. I have another credit for Blindspot in the TV show that was shot in Oakland, California. And then my newest film, Freaky Tales, I play Freddie B, or kind of like a reinvived Freddie B, who was the first Oakland rapper. So, you know, that's going to be a big film directed by the directors of Captain Marvel, Anna Boldin, and Ryan Fleck. Got a lot of big names in there. Normani, Dominique Thorne, Simba, Jack Champion, Tom Hanks, Pedro Pascal. So it's going to be a dope film. And I think people are going to, a lot of people are going to like it. It's like Kill Bill meets Pulp Fiction from a Bay Area lens. So Jay Ellis is in there as well. He was on Insecure. So I think a lot of people are going to love it. But yeah, back to me. You want to find the acting, you know what I'm saying?
Back to me.
You know what I'm saying? But, Jordan Gomes is what I act under. That's my acting name. But Stuntman 02, you go find that. You go to stillwinningllc.com. That's merch. We're currently revamping everything right now. We're going to come with a whole different push for 2024. So you'll still have some merch on there. You can still support, but you know, it's not a finished product. You know, everything I'm doing right now is always in development. How can we get it better? You know what I mean? So that's where we at with it right now. And just come support, man. Come pull up to a show. Come enjoy life. We do a lot of things this weekend. If anybody's in the Bay Area or in the West Coast watching this, on Saturday, March 16th, we're going to be doing a video shoot for Marshawn Lynch. You know, he's a mentor to me. But me, C5, Goofy, Lil Blood, Mr. Fab, a lot of people from the Bay Area, we made a song to pay homage to him. So come pull up on me, you know what I mean? But Stuntman 02 directs you to me. You know what I mean? You'll find everything after you hit that Stuntman 02. I mean, so.
And I love that. And I was going to say, too, another thing, like you said, that fitness, that whole fitness genre, like I could just see so many of these, like I do a lot of stuff with my friends. They own it's called Ebony Fit Weekend, and they travel around certain cities in the U.S. But I could see like you doing these shows and coming and
working out
like,
while
oh my
we're
God,
performing.
It would be so, yeah, I was was gonna say it would be so, yes, it would be so hard. Like if you were like doing it and everyone was working out or doing a class and you were singing mm-hmm. your song or rapping your song. Yes, I love that. I love that. Okay. And again, you guys always know, scroll down to the podcast notes for anyone that's listening on any of those Apple, iHeart, whatever platforms. Scroll down to the podcast notes. I'll have clickable links for all of Stunnaman O2's information as well.
Organized.
So thank you so much. Yeah, I know, right? A little bit. I do a little something too over
you
here,
doing,
Jordan. I do
you're doing
something.
It big, for real.
Thank you. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing your story and giving all of that feedback, all of that free advice. I'm sure someone will definitely find that very beneficial. And then also the fact that you are throwing that ladder back down to sort of help everyone else come up. I love that. That's why you're still
come
winning.
On.
So
we still
love that.
Winning.
Thank you.